Blog Talk Radio.
Program to bring you this important message.
Welcome, friends, brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ and seekers of the truth, and a shout out to the new listeners we're getting each and every week during this pandemic. But folks, regardless of who you are, we're all here and have one thing in common. We all want to know the truth about what's really going on with this scamdemic. So welcome to the 452nd edition of SDG, Sola Dea Gloria. And this is, boy, I lost count, number 6 or 7 in our very special series on the coronavirus. And I've titled this message, The Coronavirus, the Deep State, and the Sons of Belial. In 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 6, it reads, But the sons of Belial shall be all of them as thorns thrust away, because they cannot be taken with hands. And then in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15, And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part he that believeth with an infidel? So what does this mysterious coronavirus, the deep state, and the sons of Belial all have in common? Well, I hope you stay tuned to find out as we pull back the covers on what's really going on behind this scamdemic, this plandemic, the coronavirus heist, as I like to call it.
It's a scamdemic. They call it the great equalizer. And say we're all in this together, except for the bankers, politicians, and powers to be. And folks, that ain't either. You or me. So let's all wake up to the coronavirus heist and just say they know that all their lies are mind control. The coronavirus, COVID-19, well, I call it a pandemic. The coronavirus heist, it's a scamdemic. They call it the great equalizer. And say we're all in this together, except for the bankers, politicians, and powers to be. And folks, that ain't either. You or me. So let's all wake up to the coronavirus heist and just say they know that all their lies are mind control.
Well, folks, we aren't in this together. There's a group called the Deep State. They have a plan, and it's nefarious. But before we get in to what the Deep State and the Sons of Belial have in common, let's get into some of the latest coronavirus news. So we have an article out of the Daily Mail Online. Mystery as coronavirus researcher, 37 years old, on the verge of a significant finding, killed in a murder-suicide. This happened right here in Pittsburgh, folks, at the UPMC Research Group, actually at the home of one of the UPMC researchers, Dr. Bing Liu, 37, okay, shot Hao Gu, 46, before killing himself. So Gu was found dead with a self-inflicted wound inside his car, 100 yards away from Liu's home in Ross Township, Pennsylvania. This is right down the road from where I live, folks. And University of Pittsburgh is a major medical center in the United States. In fact, global reputation in certain areas. And Liu was a research assistant, professor at UPMC's Computational and Systems Biology Department. And Liu and Gu, they knew each other, okay? But the point here is that Liu was on the verge of a major finding in understanding cellular mechanisms behind this COVID-19. and who's killed. So who initiated this and why? There's a lot to this, folks. What a tangled web, eh? And then there's another article out of InfoWars. Our food supply is in danger. A rancher's talking about this. He's reporting that he's being forced to destroy his harvests, and he's warning of upcoming beef shortages. And I've seen pictures from the Ice Age farmer. Thank you, Sister Kathy, for sending those out. These things are crazy. There are triaxle dump trucks full of cattle corpses, hog corpses being sent to the landfill. Then there's pictures of landfilled animals by the dump truck load. Plenty of cattle. This is the rancher in the InfoWars report to meet demand, but there's not enough processing plants running at full capacity to process all these animals. So the bottleneck right now isn't the fact that we can't produce, it's that we can't process. And get this, then the FDA is saying that they'll, and this is a direct quote from the FDA, they'll advise and assist on depopulation and disposal methods of livestock that can't be moved to market due to all these closures. And why is this happening? Well, because the USDA has very stringent regulations that don't give ranchers and other producers many options if their normal supply line dries up. So this rancher says, and this is a quote from the rancher, they're preparing us to depopulate the fat cattle ready for harvest because of a bottleneck created by the effects of COVID. So President Trump, you talk about all these things you're going to expedite. Relax some of these USDA regulations, which are deep state mandates, and let these ranchers and these other producers move their animals where they have to go so they can get to market. This whole thing, this rancher basically says that. He said, we're bringing in unregulated beef from other parts of the world, like Namibia and down in South America, yet these ranchers can't sell it to another processor without all sorts of red tape from the USDA. Folks, this stuff is crazy. And if you think this has to do with a virus, has to do with the global 2030 depopulation agenda, has to do with the Georgia Guidestones and a continuous sustainable population of 500 million. And right now we have close to 750 billion or something like that. I mean, 7.5 billion. Pardon my mistake there. This is nuts, folks. And it has to do with the deep state and their agenda for a sustainable green future. They don't need people anymore. They don't. And then how about this one? It's out of Green Med, Bill Gates. He monopolized healthcare. So who is this Bill Gates? Is he a software developer, a businessman, a geek, a philanthropist, a global health expert? Who is he? Well, these are all legit questions, folks, to those who are waking up and recognizing now that Bill Gates has used his vast wealth to gain control of the entire sphere of public health, from medical research to vaccine development to the policymakers at the CDC and the World Health Organization. And now we're in the middle of the exact problem that this man went around talking about for years. And he, did you ever notice when he talks, he waves his hands wildly, he gesticulates. He, folks, when I see that sort of thing, I see a double-minded man. I see the signs of a liar. And look out, because soon we're going to discover what this innocent little software developer with no medical training is going to do with his leverage, this incredible wealth he has, to control the fates of literally billions of people here on this earth. So if you're interested in this, you can hear this interview at the Cobort Report, and there's a full transcript available. If you can't find it, please, please email me at kdbeer1961, and I'll get it out to you. But don't believe the Cobort Report. Don't believe me. But what about the words of a real doctor? There's a doctor out there. She is the expert, 3-4 times over in terms of what it takes to be defined as an expert, a practicing physician, a doctor of osteopathy, which in my opinion is better than a medical doctor, an allopathic doctor. And Dr. Tenpenny says this is the biggest scam ever perpetrated on the entire human race. And there's an excellent interview out there. It was released on May 2nd, and it was with Spiros Sikoris, okay? And Dr. Tenpenny discusses with him the latest developments in the coronavirus scamdemic. And this is a declared global health pandemic that was funded by none other than the Gates World Health Organization. And that's what it is. It's Bill Gates' organization. He bought his way into it. And there are serious questions being raised by these two in this interview as Dr. Tenpenny exposes some very alarming aspects or elements to this crisis. Folks, it's not about a virus, and you'll hear it right out of her mouth if you listen to this. It's a blank check, and it's being issued to the vaccine and drug manufacturers. It provides them with unlimited funding and a blanket immunity through the PREP Act. You're not going to see much out there on the internet about the PREP Act, but it basically was implemented originally for children's vaccines, which are mandatory but not compulsory. And the sad thing is this is moving towards compulsory vaccines. And you may have heard Bill Gates say, but we need immunity before we can do this. So Dr. Tenpenny rightly points out that the vaccine and drug companies have zero incentive to produce a safe product. And why? Well, because of this declared emergency and some things that were recently passed in one of the stimulus bills with regard to the PREP Act. It's now rolled back and eliminated all regulatory standards from these vaccines, folks. All in any liability, gone, ensuring that the government will even purchase botched vaccines. So it's a win-lose situation. The companies win, we lose. So I said, don't believe me. Listen to this intro clip that Spiro put together. It's about 2.5 minutes long, and it says a lot. Just listen to this.
If people can really take a 30,000-foot view and see where this is going, this is America's last hurrah, man. If we don't all collectively stand up and say not only no, but hell no.
For people who think that, well, no, they're not going to mandate vaccines. Well, look, just a few months ago, you probably would have said, no, they're not going to lock down the entire country. I mean, they are rolling this out. Their foot is on the gas. They have us right where they want us. They've been conditioning us and getting us ready, as you stated, preparing us for this exact moment in time right now. This is such a critical time in for humanity, for people everywhere right now. I mean, look at, they just took the guns away from the public in Canada yesterday, banning 1,500 different types of guns. They just came out and announced, effective immediately.
Remember that whole thing that they started a while ago, that campaign, if you see something, say something? That was the prelude to what's happening right now. That was the warm-up to get that in people's psyche. See something that's not safe, say something.
This is unbelievable. They have total immunity. They have total all of the endless funding. They can do whatever they want. There's no checks and balances in place. There's no repercussions. There's no accountability. They're just, it's just the blank check of all blank checks at this point.
People are losing everything. Their homes, their cars, their jobs, their businesses, their credit scores, their everything over nothing. And how are, so keeping us in the social isolation of this lockdown is, in my opinion, is simply so that people cannot rise up and say, I'm done. I'm not going to do this anymore.
This is the most rushed into development vaccination ever. It's a brand new type of vaccine. It's experimental. It's never been used in humans before. But, you know, we see people like Bill Gates, who often champions the polio vaccine and credits immunization with the eradication of polio. Now, back in the 50s and 60s, there was a major problem with the polio vaccine. Could you tell the viewers about that?
I can stand very strongly and make very strong statements because I've been looking at this for a long time. And I think it's the biggest scam ever perpetrated on the human race.
The biggest scam ever perpetrated on the human race. Well, I would have to agree with, I haven't studied it anywhere near as long as Dr. Tenpenny, who's been studying vaccines and this entire drive for global immunization for 30 years. But it is, it's a very, very concerning move that we're making. She brought up one thing that she found new. There used to be two levels of vaccination, informed consent, so you would get all of the risks. And that's typically the way medicine was set up. Informed consent. So you would be given all of the benefits, all the risks, the pros and cons, so to speak, of having a certain procedure, a certain vaccine, and then you would choose whether or not to do it. And that was called informed consent. Then there's also mandatory vaccinations, and that's if you want your child to go to a school without a certain waiver for some belief or some reason. So that was even a little bit voluntary in the sense that you could opt out. Well, this new level is called compulsory, either or. Either you take this vaccine, receive this mark, or you don't buy and sell. Either you've seen, receive this mark, or you don't move around freely. Your papers, please. Folks, only the deep state and the sons of Belial, people like Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci, need to hide behind compulsory vaccines. And then how about this one? This is an article out of the Great Recession info blog, Cashless Society 2020. Bill Gates goes viral on digital ID and digital currency. You know, he says, and this is a direct quote, I'm going to read it, and then I want to hear you hear it out of his very own mouth. Eventually, we will have to have a certificate. Now, just picture Bill Gates when he talks, if you've seen any of his interviews. He gets into that geek mode and he starts using his hands. He gesticulates wildly. He's got his fingers all mashed up and moving around. Folks, the guy's double-minded. And a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So listen to this. Eventually, we will have to have certificates of who's recovered and who's a vaccinated person, because we don't want people moving around the world here. You'll have some countries that won't have it under control, sadly. You don't want to completely block off the ability for these people to go there and to come back and move around. So eventually, there will be sort of this digital immunity proof to facilitate the global reopening up. So listen to him say this, and just picture him waving his hands about wildly. It's
eventually what we'll have to have is certificates of who's a recovered person, who's a vaccinated person, because you don't want people moving around the world where you'll have some countries that won't have it under control. Sadly, you don't want to completely block off the ability for those, you know, people to go there and come back and move around. So eventually there will be sort of this digital immunity proof that, you know, will help facilitate the global reopening up.
Folks, it's just a bunch of double-mindedness. And then to add insult to injury, listen to this report from WindowsCentral.com. Microsoft, the ID 2020 Alliance, Universal Digital Identification in You. This is from Windows Central. And this last paragraph from this article sums it all up, folks. As more and more transactions become digital in nature and are built around a single global identification standard supported by Microsoft, the question of who will govern this evolving global community and economy becomes relevant, especially since non-participants in this system, and listen to this, this is the key, especially since non-participants in this system would not be able to buy or sell goods or services. Folks, this is right out of Revelation. And this is exactly what the deep state, also known as the sons of Belial, do. They hate God. They hate God's people. And then if that's not enough, okay, we're being told now in Pennsylvania that we're in the yellow zone. But if you look at the yellow zone, that's going to start next Friday, I think, here where we live in western Pennsylvania. If you look at the guidelines for the yellow zone, they're the same as the red zone, except they let clothing stores open. And they expect restaurants to do curbside pickups and takeout. And then they're talking somewhere down the road that they're going to let the restaurants open, but you're only going to be able to seat 25%. You're only going to be able to seat 50%. Same thing for bars. Well, folks, those restaurants, those bars, they were designed for a certain capacity to break even, and it's higher than 25 or 50%. It's a planned destruction of small business. So they can move in their digital currency. They can mark you with the beast mark. They can control you. They can inject you with these vaccines. And by the way, folks, I don't know if you know, but these vaccines are mutagenic in nature, and that's what Dr. Tenpenny talks about. Well, you know what a mutagen is? It's a cancer. So they're injecting you with DNA to mutate your actual genetic makeup to produce antibodies against the coronavirus. Well, what if it goes haywire? Well, that's right. They have immunity. You see how stupid this is? Folks, if we're going to survive, we have to adopt what the radicals did with Saul Alinsky back in the 60s. And I don't mean, and I'm not advocating any violence. I'm not asking you to break any laws. That's not the point. But Alinsky's rule number 4 said, make an enemy live up to their book of rules. You know, Governor Ducey in the Common Sense Show talked about this. Okay, Governor Ducey is on the board of directors of TGen, okay, a partner in global vaccine development. Yet he's the governor of Arizona. So TGen, Bill Gates, Doug Ducey, they all benefit from this lockdown if it can be extended till they get their mandatory vaccines in. But the report from the CDC tells us, this is right on the CDC website, that about 250,000 Americans will die from this vaccine. Wasn't that what we were trying to avoid? Oh, my, this is so crazy. And that's in the first 60 days. You don't know about the long-term effects. And then you may have to have a second one. So if Americans want to leave their homes, they're going to have to get vaccinated. Governor Ducey, Bill Gates, and TGen win, we lose. This is nuts, folks. Lockdown. Just think about that word, lockdown. Did you hear that word? Plus, governors across America are allowing big box stores to operate while they violate the social distancing rules. Yet the competing small businesses are put out of business by government edict. You don't think there's an agenda here? Plus, these smaller retail stores have to offer services on the sidewalk when they reopen. What's that? How's that practical? These are hypocrisies, folks. And I talked about hypocrisies last week. And we need to point these out to our government officials. Remember, they're servants, public servants. They work for us. And there's constant references, okay, by the Democratic governors to, well, we're going to have to do this subjectively. That's what Governor Wolf said here, subjectively, okay, with some sort of objectivity. Well, you can't have objective subjectivity. Okay, it takes away any sort of legitimacy you have, the numbers. Okay? So what we need to do is point these hypocrisies out, these inconsistencies out of all these liberal governors. I'm telling you, people are quickly losing respect for their leaders. And there's going to be widespread civil disobedience. It just needs to be nonviolent. And it needs to point out these hypocrisies. And it has to be relentless, folks. That's Alinsky's rule number 5. Dave Hodges talked about this, and I thought it was very good. This is a potent weapon. That's what Saul Alinsky said in his book, Rule for Radicals. And it's impossible to counterattack some sort of ridicule. And it just infuriates the opposition. It just keeps hammering them. And do protests around the state capitol, around the governor's mansions. These protests have to be nonstop. We have to understand that the power resides in us. That's where it's at, folks. We either say no to them or we're going to lose all speech, all rights to assemble. This is serious. There's a very good clip from A Bug's Life. And just listen to it. It's about 3 minutes and 46 seconds long. And it's powerful. Where Hopper, the lead grasshopper, is talking about the ants to some of his minion. And then you get into a scene where Hopper deals with one of the ants that's saying no more. Just listen to this.
There was that ant that stood up to me.
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Ooh.
One ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
You piece of dirt. No, I'm wrong. You're lower than dirt. You're an ant. Let this be a lesson to all you ants. Ideas are very dangerous things. You are mindless, soil-shoving losers. Put on this earth to serve us.
You're wrong, Hopper. Ants are not meant to serve grasshoppers. I've seen these ants do great things. And year after year, they somehow manage to pick food for themselves and you. So who is the weaker species? Ants don't serve grasshoppers. It's you who need us. We're a lot stronger than you say we are. And you know it, don't you?
Well, Princess.
Hopper, I hate to interrupt, but though.
You ants, stay back! This was such a bad idea.
You see, Hopper, nature has a certain order. The ants pick the food, the ants keep the food, and the grasshoppers leave. I'm so proud of you, Flick!
Yeah, yeah!
Where are you going? That's just ants!
Folks, it's not about a virus. It's not. And ultimately, it's not about food or social distancing or even a global vaccine. No, it's about none of that. It's about control. Folks, ideas are dangerous. Very dangerous things, just like Hopper said to the ant. Folks, it's not about the Reds versus the Blues. It's the ants against the grasshoppers. And folks, we outnumber them, the deep state. The sons of Belial by much more than 100-1. You know, there was a saying done by, I think it was one of the statesmen from England at a time when, you know, politicians were statesmen, men of character. All good must do for evil to prevail is nothing. So, folks, we need to stand up and say no. Like I say in that rap song, it's a plandemic. It's a scamdemic. They say we're all in this together, except for the bankers, politicians, and powers that be. Folks, those powers that be are the sons of Belial, the Luciferians, the deep state. So just say no to their mind control. That's what we need to do. But now, folks, let's look into how this deep state is none other than what the Bible refers to as the sons of Belial, also known as the Luciferian elite. It's a sad, sad, sad thing that there are bad people. And you may not understand that, because most people, even if they're not saved, they're lost, don't get me wrong. But they're not like out there to hurt others. They're not out there to kill people. They're not out there to take it all. They kind of practice the golden rule. And they kind of think if their good outweighs their bad, they're going to get into heaven. And that's an issue in its own, but they're not out there to try to hurt you. That's the average person. So who are these sons of Belial? 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15 says, what concord has Christ with Belial? Then he goes on to say, or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? So I want to explore this infidel the sons of Belial, also known as the Luciferian elite. You know, these are career politicians, the deep state, the swamp creatures, the sons of Belial. And they are at war with Christ and his word, the word of God, the Bible, the Holy Bible, and all that's godly. Plus, they hate humanity. And that's so essential for Christians to understand, yet sadly, most don't. And they don't understand how these wicked, wicked deep state minion operate. They'll kill people. They'll do whatever they have to in terms of lying and subterfuge and conspiracy to advance their agenda. Now, next week, what I'd like to do is talk a little bit about how they operate through this dark and sinister conspiracy, which I'm going to refer to as the mystery of iniquity. So that's going to be next week. But in a nutshell, bottom line, just so you understand, and I may have put these in the reverse order. Perhaps I should have talked about the mystery of iniquity before I talked about the sons of Belial, but this is just how it kind of came to be. Okay? But bottom line, in a nutshell, what the mystery of iniquity is doing the right thing for the wrong reason. And what's the wrong reason? Well, anything we do, both good and bad, that advances our will, either here on earth or in heaven, rather than affecting God's will here on earth, anything done for that reason, good or bad, is the wrong reason. And the worst kind of treason is doing the right thing for the wrong reason. So we're going to look into that in a lot more detail next week, okay? It's a duplicitous nature. The mystery of iniquity. I call it two sides of the same coin, okay? The mystery of iniquity coin. The dark, sinister devil on the one side, that's Satan. And the brilliant, apparent do-gooder, the angel of light, also known as Lucifer, on the other. Two M.O.s for the same villain. Remember, Paul gave us a grave warning in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 14 through 15. Here's where Paul wrote, "And no mortal, for Satan himself is transformed as an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness." So remember, Lucifer, the fallen angel, the highest created being, is incredibly wise. He's powerful. He's shrewd. He's not opposed to religion or organized, ordered government. No, the very opposite. Now, everyone supposes that they could spot Satan a mile away because they think his religion is Satanism and his government is anarchy. But remember, only Satan's dark side of that duplicitous coin is dark. The other side is light. We have Lucifer, organized religion, good old USA. In fact, it's organized religion and government that motivated Lucifer to begin with. Remember, he wanted to be worshipped like God. He wanted to rule and reign like God. He does. He still thinks he's going to. So Lucifer's desire deep down is for an ordered realm of religion and government. And that's what the sons of Belial are. They're here on earth affecting his plan. So Lucifer desires this realm of religion and government. He wants to be like God. He wants to rule and reign and be worshipped. He's what's known by Jesus as the prince of this world. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 6 and 8 in the King James. And it's important as you study these things to use the King James. This prince of the world, is none other than Belial. And there are his sons, the sons of Belial. So next week we're going to look at this two-sided coin, this con, the mystery of iniquity, played out in what I'll refer to as the Matrix by this double-faced villain, Satan, also known on the other side of his persona, Lucifer. But this week, okay, we're going to look at his henchmen, the sons of Belial, also known as the Luciferian elite, and how they're attacking Jesus Christ, the Word of God, and the people that God wants to bring to his Son. So who is this Belial? Well, let's go to the Word of God, and we're going to find out. These studies are crucial, okay? And when you do these studies, it's essential that you use the King James because that was taken from the majority or the received text. And I did a whole series on this, okay, with Pastor Sam Gipp's book, okay? And it's out there. If you can't find them in the archive, let me know. I went into exhaustive detail on this. But these modern translations are inspired by the Luciferian Madame Blavatsky. And they wiped out terms like the prince of the world, Belial, sons of Belial. They're gone. And why? Well, we learned okay, in this series, that they hate God. And we're going to learn next week how the proper term for Lucifer has been taken out of Isaiah 14:12. And that's very key to understand these advanced concepts like the mystery of iniquity, the sons of Belial, the Luciferian elite, and their attack on deity and, most importantly, the lordship of Jesus Christ. So I hope you come back next week to listen and learn more about this duplicitous nature of the mystery of iniquity. It's in play right now. Game on in this reality that I like to call the Matrix. So once again, simply put, there's two sides to the same coin, and I'll get into that in greater detail next week. On the one side, we have Satan, the sinister devil of darkness. Now, his demonic deadly ways are so easy to spot. And short of a Satanist, no one's going to willingly serve that. Yet on the other side of that same coin, we have the mystery of iniquity coin. We have Lucifer, the angel of light, and people just get behind him. Okay, we're going to do all these good things to save America. We're in this together. That's the other side of the same coin, the mystery of iniquity coin. So we have Lucifer, the angel of light, the do-gooder. But I'm telling you, beware, okay? Because Lucifer's ways and the ways of his ministers and magistrates of righteousness, these sons of Belial, the Luciferian elite, the deep state, they appear good and godly. But I'm telling you, beware. So let's look at what the Word of God has to say about these sons of Belial. The deep state. Before we go on, though, I'd like to suggest a book for you to read on this topic. It's called The Curse of Canaan, The Demonology of History by Eustace Mullins. And if you can't find it, it's out there. Its copyright's expired. It's very much worth reading. If you can't find it, send me an email at kdbeard1961@gmail.com, and I'll get you a PDF copy of the book out right away. So that's The Curse of Canaan, The Demonology of History by Eustace Mullins. But here's what the Bible has to say about the sons of Belial. Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 13. Certain men, the children of Belial, are gone out from among you and have withdrawn the inhabitants of their city, saying, let us go and serve other gods, which ye have not known. So they're like a thorn taken out with the hand. This is a spiritual battle. Our battle isn't against flesh and blood. It's high and mighty, the tearing down of strongholds, things that come between us and knowing God. And one of them are these servants of Satan, the sons of Belial, the Luciferians, the deep state. So just who is Belial? Well, according to the Dead Sea Scrolls, in the war of the sons of light and the sons of darkness, he was the uncontested ruler of the dark side. And in this book, or the Dead Sea Scrolls, it reads, but for corruption thou hast made Belial an angel of hostility. All his dominion is in darkness, and his purpose is to bring about wickedness and guilt. So Belial is one of Satan's principal demons. And the other writings in the Apocrypha say that he's created next to Lucifer before the fall. So he's right up there, secondhand man to Lucifer. And then after the fall was a king in the underworld governing 80 infernal legions. In the martyrdom of Isaiah, and these are all extra-biblical books, but it gives you a little bit of a sense. And in the Gospel of Bartholomew, they both refer to Belial as the demon of lawlessness. And here's a quote from Milton. Milton, who's written some classic Christian works. Here's what he says. Belial, in act more graceful and humane, a fairer person, lost not heaven he seemed, for dignity composed and high exploit, but all was false and hollow. Through his tongue, dropped manna, and could make the worse appear the better reason. That's the mystery of iniquity, folks. And that's who Belial is. So let's just leave it that Belial is one of the fallen angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, as St. Jude said in verse 6 of the letter that he wrote. And in verse 14, we see that Jude was aware of the Book of Enoch, which is still contained in the canons of the Ethiopian and the Serbian Bibles. Canonical scripture that was removed, Council of Nicaea. So they always say that this is how you can tell canonicity. Well, what about those churches, scholars? How come that's still in there? So what I did is I read it. And the Book of Enoch tells us that 200 such angels left their estate. And then picking up on the story in Genesis chapter 6, verses 1 through 4, we can read, and it came to pass when men began to multiply in the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, And they took them wives, all of them they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them and became the mighty men, which were of old the men of renown. So those men of renown, they're also mentioned again in Proverbs chapter 6, verses 12 through 15 as naughty persons. And you look at the commonality in the Hebrew, and it's Belial in all these cases. So a naughty person, a wicked man, walketh with a froward mouth. He lies. He winketh with his eyes. He sends signals. He speaketh with his feet, more signals. He teacheth with his fingers, more signals. Forwardness or lying is in his heart. He deviseth mischief continually. He soweth discord. Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken without remedy. So this term naughty in Proverbs 6:12 is the same word. It's Strong's 1100. Belial, the same word we read in Deuteronomy 13:13. This is sick, folks. And then Jude refers to them as certain men in verse 4. For there are certain men crept in unawares who before of old ordained to this condemnation. Ungodly men turning the grace of God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. So why is all this important? Well, because Christians, we've got to know these truths. We've got to be aware of our enemy. And like it said, you don't remove these thorns by the hand. It's a spiritual battle. Okay? And remember, the enemy is the one who's planning to steal, to kill, and to destroy. John chapter 10, verse 10. Jesus told us this himself. And isn't that what they're doing right now? Aren't they stealing from us with these bailouts for the big banks, too big to fail? Aren't they killing people, literally killing them with their vaccines, with these draconian lockdown orders? Aren't they destroying our economy? We're seeing them destroy our food chain right now. Now, just as their Lord Satan, also known as Lucifer, can appear as an angel of light, so can they. And they're telling us we're doing this for your own good. Oh, really? Come on, ants. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 14 and 15 say, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing that if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, those ends whose ends shall be according to their works. And then listen what Paul declares in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 15 through 18. And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part is he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. And then listen to what John warns us in 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 19. John writes, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but it is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Little children, it is the last time. Folks, it is. Get ready. Know who your enemy is and how to battle him. Not in flesh and blood, but high and mighty under the tearing down of strongholds, taking every thought captive in obedience to Jesus Christ. Listen to this, what he warns us then in verse 18. Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have no doubt continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not of us. So they all have the spirit of Antichrist in them, these certain men in Jude 4, these naughty persons of Proverbs 6:12, these men of renown from Genesis 6:4, these people that went out from among us in 1 John chapter 2. So these sons of Belial, they even crept in unawares into our churches, into our seminaries, into the theology departments of our once godly universities like Harvard, Princeton, Yale, and even into modern translation committees. And of course, I don't even have to say, it goes without saying, into our medical system, our government system, our banking system. So they're everywhere. Okay? So what makes you think that the government, okay, and the gaggle of federal, state, and local agencies don't harbor them as well? I mean, here in my own state, we have Dr. Rachel Levine. This was a man, okay, who's now giving us medical advice, yet he's double-minded and he thinks he's a woman. That's crazy, isn't it? Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, that leaders in the church, such men, ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God, must first be found faithful. Yet none of them are faithful because they deny the one and only Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. So it's written in a lot of these modern translations. And if you want to learn all of this, you can go to SDG 65, which I titled Sons of Belial, also known as the Luciferian Elite. And you can see what I'm talking about, how they're denying Jesus is the Christ. So I'll show you one of the received texts, and I use the literal translation. And then I compare it to a very well-respected modern translation, the ESV. For example, in Acts chapter 9, verse 20, the youngs, okay, that's the received text, reads, and immediately in the synagogues he was preaching the Christ, that he is the Son of God. Now listen to how they render it in the ESV, because they use these minority texts. And that's what I got into in the series from Pastor Gipp's book. And immediately he proclaimed Jesus in the synagogues. Jesus. No mention of the Christ, the Messiah. No mention of him being the Son of God. Just Jesus. How about this one out of Acts, chapter 16, verse 31, in the received text. And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, thou and thy house. And here's how it's rendered in the ESV. Okay? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household. So now we're decoupling Christ from the Lord Jesus. And this goes on and on. There's 20 or 30 some examples like this. And then secondly, these Luciferians, okay, along with Satan, their leader, the fallen angel Lucifer, and his sons of Belial, the Luciferian elite, they deny that Jesus is the only begotten Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, of one being with the Father. And that's from the Creed of Nicaea in 325. But these people deny that. And you can see numerous examples in the modern versions versus the old literal translation from the received texts. And I don't have time to get into all this here, folks. And thirdly, Satan the enemy, the fallen Lucifer, and his sons of Belial, these Luciferian elite, they deny that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. Again, you can see countless examples of that being taken out of the modern translations. It's sad. It's sad. I can go on and on here. And then they even take and incorporate heretical works into some of their renderings of, say, like the Lord's Prayer found in Luke chapter 11. But it's all in SDG 65, Sons of Belial, also known as the Luciferian Elite. And I hope you go back and listen to that, and then you'll see in detail what I'm talking about. So they've corrupted even God's word. So what makes you think they're not going to corrupt good, okay, in the eyes of all these people in a lost and fallen world? Now, revolution and all these radical authoritarian things, they're good for the deep state, and they're good for the radicals out there. And together, they may be 5% on the one side, 5% on the other side. But then you've got this mass of humanity in between, and they're either lost or won by words. Words have meaning, folks. Words justify us. Words convict us. We're blessed. We're cursed. We receive life. We receive death. How? All by words. So there's 80 to 90% of the people, the ants, in between the radicals and the mob that need to be awakened. And that's the point of all this, folks. We need to wake up, okay? This is a scam. We need to stand up and say no. The numbers, the statistics are being skewed. It's awful. The PCR test doesn't even define what it's looking for. It finds a little RNA fragment. I've covered all this, folks. Wake up. Wake up and start to demand answers, or it's going to be too late. But remember one thing, we're no longer slaves to fear. because we are the children of God. Folks, I love y'all, and I'm doing this because people need to wake up. Just remember that, okay? And go out this week and start to wake your neighbors up. There was that Plandemic documentary by Dr. Judy, and I just forgot her last name. It's out there, and some people now in the Christian community are saying, well, it was produced by a New Ager. Folks, truth is truth. I've talked to you about that before. All truth, okay, is of God, but not all truth is found in the Bible. The last verse of the Gospel of John tells you that. I don't care where the truth is coming from. If it's truth, embrace it. And what this Dr. Judy is sharing is truth, and it's all over the internet. It's encouraging to see that. So we need to wake up, okay? Tune back next week, and provided the Lord's willing, folks, I'm going to share this duplicitous nature of the mystery of iniquity and how it ties into this whole movement we're seeing with this coronavirus heist. But for right now, let's just remember, we're no longer slaves to fear. I love y'all. Let's lift our hands up and praise the Lord.
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with soul. I've delivered from my enemy till all my fear have come. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer.